Good morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Chip Simmons here in studio with me. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
And good morning. How are you?
Oh, man. I should ask you. There's just been a lot going on in the last week that deals with y'all's folks. In fact, let's start with just this morning at 4:25. We had a burglary involving a bunch of cars at the Pensacola Auto Brokers on US 29. And a suspect chased and fled, and what happened here?
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about, crime tends to uptick a little bit in the summertime. We talk about it upticking after school gets out. We talk about it upticking during holidays, right? So all three of those kind of converge on Memorial Day weekend, and while we have so many people out doing things, it's been a busy week. You know, and like I said, if you have kids out of school, you have the holiday people that are out there doing their holiday thing, and then you just have the typical summertime thing. So it, just this morning we put out, if you go follow our Facebook page, we have a picture of this clown. A dude named burglarized Pensacola Auto Brokers. I had to make sure I had it right. Damaged two vehicles and stole another when he ran through their iron gate. One of our deputies saw this individual in a car, tried to stop him, but didn't know he was involved in a burglary. He tried to stop him. The vehicle fled. He didn't know what he was doing, so he did not
He knew somebody was doing wrong, but he didn't know the background.
Yeah, but this genius, he ended up crashing his car at 29 in Archer. He fled from a crash on foot, but he was followed by a citizen. So fortunately, we had people that are out there that could say, I saw
there was a dude on foot following him?
Yeah,
a citizen. No way.
We were able to locate and arrest him with the information provided by the citizen. He was charged, ended up being charged with burglary, grand theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, and fleeing and eluding. Obviously, we want to thank the citizens for helping us out. There's a picture of him in the back of our cruiser car, and this happened, again, just a couple of hours ago. So our deputies are out there doing a lot of good work. But over the weekend, we were kind of busy. We had some unfortunate...
Yeah, really bad stuff over the weekend. Let's start with the Days Inn on Lavelle Way. Now, this is... Days Inn is a good hotel. That area is good, right by the Cracker Barrel off of Wildlake Boulevard. Of course, there's been other news related to Pine Forest right in that vicinity this morning, completely unrelated. But you had somebody shot in the back and killed. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of a... that's kind of an unfortunate thing that took place there. They apparently two individuals who didn't really know each other staying at the hotel.
Okay.
So they meet up around the lobby area, have some sort of an exchange based on a previous beef. They know each other.
And like they ran into each other in the lobby or something?
Yeah. They just looks like they happened to be, one's checking out, and one looks like be checking out as well, and then they ran into each other in the lobby, and they ended up exchanging gunfire and resulted in the death of one individual. I guess the interesting part is the individual that was killed was out on bond for a homicide that we charged him with last year.
What?
So he was out on bond, awaiting trial, and he ends up getting into this this shootout basically with this other individual. So we do have a suspect. In fact, we have a couple suspects. Let's see here.
I mean, are these just like? It doesn't sound like these are just citizens. Like, these are people involved in crime? Are they? I mean, do we have any notion, like, what else is going on here or background?
Yeah, well, let me give the name of the individual we're looking for in case anyone knows him. Devin Smith. We are working on an affidavit now, or we were. We probably have a warrant now for him. Devin Smith, charging him with second degree homicide. No bond. And so if anyone knows where Devin Smith is, please let us know. We did search the victim's room, and we found a ton of drugs. We found marijuana, cocaine, some fentanyl, some meth, some pills, about $6,000 in cash. So,
and not personal consumption amounts?
No. You don't personally consume 2 pounds. Well, I mean, not in a short period of time, at least. 2 pounds of marijuana, cocaine, fentanyl, meth, and pills. Was that? I'm not sure. It's funny there.
This had come
because
up in
Andrew
an earlier story.
Yeah, because I don't know who smokes 2 pounds of weed. And I was like, nor do I.
So, okay, so he was clearly involved in illegal behavior. That's the victim. He was out on a homicide charge. He was out on bond for a homicide charge. And this other guy, they had a pre-existing beef and shoots him and kills him because they ran into each other accidentally in the days. It doesn't have anything to do with that hotel, just that they happen to be staying there.
They both happen to be staying there. And again, when we searched the room, we found a lot of drugs in the one room.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like we said, if you're not involved in high-risk behavior, you're unlikely to be a victim of a crime.
And we also had a really awful incident that was a byproduct of how many people were in Carver Park and Cantonment. Carver Park and Cantonment? What? I mean, this is the most empty of all parks. Like, every time I have been through that area, I always think, well, and there's another park that nobody uses. Or not much, you know? But, okay, so there's what? This giant street party at Carver Park over the weekend?
Yeah, I think it's every year they have a party, a Memorial Day, and it is at Carver Park. Now, again, we've been there a couple of times. We have some food giveaways there, some different things at Carver Park. But for the most part, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
But on this past Memorial Day, it was not. It looked like there were a couple hundred people there. Cars were lined up all throughout the roadway. And unfortunately, there was...
Like they just turned the vicinity into a parking lot, right?
Yeah, basically? Yeah, because it's not big enough to house all the cars that are going to be there. So, again, it's a Memorial Day. I'll call it a Memorial Day party. And individuals started shooting. Three people were injured. None life-threatening. So, but we are looking into that. We are investigating, you know, exactly who this individual or individuals were. We do have some video from the party, so I feel pretty comfortable we'll be able to identify the people. We'll probably end up putting the pictures out on our Facebook page of the people we're looking for to this very day.
This seems to be a phenomenon that we hear about periodically. We heard about it over on what's the big park over in the Warrington vicinity? This giant party, hundreds or even thousands of people who don't necessarily live in the neighborhood, but all come to that area because there's kind of a, hey, we're all going to get together and do this thing here. And then, lo and behold, crime breaks out.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a party. There's nothing wrong with having a get-together,
sure,
or reunion, whatever you want to do. It's just, you know, can we not do that without fighting and shooting? Can we not, enjoy each other's company? Can we not enjoy a holiday? That's the thing that we got to ask ourselves and some of these organizers. If you're going to organize a party, you need to understand, you know, who might come, and you need to understand the size of the crowd. You need to understand that, there's a potential for this sort of thing. If you invite the wrong, the wrong people, some of these people come, like you said, they don't even live in a neighborhood. They come there, and oftentimes they're criminals. And if they come there with, crimes in mind or intent to look for someone that they have a beef with, then there's a potential for that. Fortunately, it rarely happens, but when it does happen, it can be tragic.
Before that, we also had, I guess you guys had an incident on Friday, which was a couple of teenagers shooting at each other. Is that right? Or one shot another anyway?
Yeah, we responded to Murphy Lane. There was a 16-year-old male that was shot and killed by another 16-year-old male. So we obviously know both individuals that are involved. We're investigating it. We're trying to piece everything together, see if it was a self-defense type of situation. But what's sad is this: one 16-year-old and another 16-year-old, both of them had firearms, and it was over a. It appears to be over an ex-girlfriend. It was an acquaintance type situation. They went there and then engaged in this activity. They intentionally went there to confront one another.
And, so they went there to, like, duel or something, or just to have it out and fight with each other? Or?
Yeah, I think the ex-girlfriend called the ex-boyfriend to come there to help her, and because it was a disturbance with one of the 16-year-olds. Again, we're still investigating it, so I don't have all the details, but I can tell you that it was not random. And it's just, again, 16-year-old, two 16-year-old males.
Well, and so even if it's a self-defense scenario for the one 16-year-old, there would still be charges for the gun possession, right?
Yeah,
a 16-year-old can't have the gun.
Right, that's correct.
Okay,
that's
okay. Correct. So aside from the homicide charge or not, the gun charge would be relevant. And then we also had, what was the other one I was going to ask you about? Was a, Now all of a sudden, it was Tiana Chick and Kendall Kyles in Brat, and this was also kind of a domestic related, a former boyfriend girlfriend kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been saying all along that there are two reasons we typically have homicides. One is drugs.
Mm-hmm.
About 2/3 of our homicides involve drugs, and 1/3 of them involve domestic or boyfriend girlfriend
right
type of situation. And we've kind of talked about all of those now. We've talked about one that appears to be, if not drug related, it's certainly drug involved. And then two, the last two we're talking about were ex-boyfriend, girlfriend type situation. And that is the case here where an individual was awakened by an ex-girlfriend in his home and also a male in his home. And apparently his current girlfriend and his former girlfriend were fighting in the house. And then he's confronted by a man with a firearm in the hallway. And that man in the hallway fires at him through the door and ends up nicking him in the arm. Non-life-threatening, but we do have the information on, as you mentioned, the name. Last name is Chick, I believe. And then
why the ex-girlfriend and her current boyfriend broke into the current girlfriend and ex-boyfriend's house or apartment, or what were they? Do we know why? Were they just
Again? We're
people
trying to
get to texting, and all of a sudden it's a gunfight.
Who knows what these people are thinking? I think Goodness. if you're willing to break into a house, your thought processes aren't okay. altogether.
Other than that, how was Memorial Day at the beach from a law enforcement perspective?
It was very busy, but I can tell you that it was. I didn't get a single call about anything unusual taking place. I think we have the normal. Talk to people, and we get some typical complaints, but nothing that would even come to a criminal nature. So it went very well.
Okay, well, very well, I'll take that. And you guys had your film showing, didn't you? Not that long ago, right? So about a week or so ago, you had the
movie night. Movie night. Yeah, we were at Beulah on Friday night. It was probably the best crowd that we've had so far for a
nice.
Movie night. The weather was perfect. The movie. I didn't get to see the movie. The movie was great, and everyone just seemed like they had a really good time. So these things are working out.
The movie
exactly
you didn't get to see
like.
Was great?
The event was great. The event was great.
It's like and
I heard some reviews.
Fair enough. Well, Sheriff, thanks for having your fellows out there and your ladies out there doing what they do, taking care of us, protecting crime, prosecuting crime, and trying to make sense of some of the craziness that we see around us on the news, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.